This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thanks for your company wherever you're tuning in on this Monday morning, Origin Week, of course. So you can be part of the show this morning on 0457 736 736 on the text line. Or give us a call this morning, 1300 01 1170, as we hook in. We've got a lot to talk about. Matty Johns is here, thanks to La Trobe Financial, looking after you. Good morning, Matty.
Matty White, how are you, pal?
I'm good, thanks. Before we're going to do a fairly good deep dive on State of Origin, 2 days to go. But before that, I'm interested in how you handled yesterday, the last time Cooper and Jack were on opposite sides of the same field. I think you were there, weren't you, for the draw?
Oh, yes.
But different experience. How'd you go?
Yeah, look, I was okay. I'm sort of used to it now. Although you sort of don't get any rest. You're going okay. You're watching one, then you go. Then next minute, the other bloke's got defensive duties and vice versa. But no, Matty, I'm pretty good, mate. I'm used to it now. And it was tight all the way through. And of course, Newcastle, a couple of late tries there, but really 28-18. I would suggest not really an indication of how tight the contest was.
Well, the last time that they met, it was a draw. So they walked away with a point each, and you were a happy camper. You had a foot in both camps, but this time there had to be a winner and a loser. We'll get into what's been happening in round 13, or what's happened across the course of the weekend. But, of course, we are counting down to State of Origin. Now, this morning, our best caller can win 4 tickets to the Gabs Beer Festival at Darling Harbour, the International Convention Centre, starting this week, including a $50 gift card. So give us a call this morning, and I'm going to need your help too, listeners, for a Monday conundrum. Matty, I was trying to think of a Monday conundrum to give you, but there's so much bubbling around, I've decided to throw it out to our listeners. Have you got a conundrum for Matty to solve this morning?
Oh,
0457 what could possibly go wrong? 736 736 is that text line. State of Origin, let's do a full shakedown, 2 days to go in the build-up. Matthew Johns, is there something wrong with Origin if the only drama that we've got to hang our hat on is the colour of the New South Wales jersey 2 days out? Surely there's something bigger, better and more dramatic.
Oh, there's always something in there. But, it's been... The two Origin sides have become very, very good at not giving the other side too much ammunition going in. And it's been fairly quiet. I would suggest, you know, due to the Payne Haas situation, there's been a little bit more noise coming out of New South Wales over the course of the weekend, once all the Ponga and Gagai stuff settled down at Queensland. But, yeah, the colour of the jersey, it's, look, I would think it's strange if Queensland went out with a different shade of maroon, if there is indeed a different shade of maroon. I'm a traditionalist. I like the sky blue, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Well, I'm with you. I don't care. I said this last week when they jumped up with the different jersey, especially the way that, you know, jerseys have changed left, right and centre. They've become more of a marketing ploy than a traditional strip that you put on. You're not so much putting on history as much anymore. You are putting on something that's marketing, of marketing value. I really don't care whether or not they're playing in a sky blue or a dark blue. And I think you're right. Is there, perhaps our listeners can help us, is there a different shade of maroon? I mean, could they?
I will say this. Yeah, I'll say this, Matty. I do like classic designs. Like, I remember years ago, the Newcastle Knights, 10th anniversary of the club, going into 97 season, and they said, we want to reinvent the jersey. And there was all these different designs. And I took the AC Milan and Barcelona jersey in to the club and just said, go simple. Just go with a classic design that, you know, that they just, you know, that can... You know, stay the test of time. There's a reason why great clubs like Barcelona, Juventus, so on and so forth have just, you know, Collingwood, they just haven't changed. I do, as I said before, I would prefer New South Wales in the sky blue, but I'm not going to lose sleep on it as long as we win.
I think the biggest question here is the players. So are the players going to feel less inclined to be traditional about the state that they're representing, about the worth of the jersey that they're putting on, if it's sky blue or dark blue. I don't think so. I think that it doesn't make it one iota to them when they put on that jersey on Wednesday night and run out there. Yeah. And if it does, that's a problem.
I'll pose this to you, Matty. If you're a young player coming through, though, and you've been a Collingwood fan your whole life, and suddenly you walk into the sheds at the MCG and they throw the jersey, and for a one-off, they've got a different design, you'd be slightly deflated.
Perhaps on the week in, week out, perhaps. But then you've got to go back through. You know, you think of the amount of changes to the jerseys at NRL level over the years as well. And I think that State of Origin's a one-off series every year. So, again, I doubt that we'll be talking about the colour of the jersey on Thursday morning, regardless of the way it plays out. Give us an insight into Origin camp as of this week. 2 days to go. So you've gone into camp. You've had a break from camp. You've had a weekend over the course of it as well, where you've done different things. But now, surely, when the players wake up, Matty, on a Monday morning, it's really starting to hit home. When does the nerves start to kick in? When does it all start to become even more real?
Oh, Matty, look, back when we played, honestly, the first week of camp was just great fun. And in fact, like looking back on it, I've heard Gus say, you know, a lot. When I remember going into the first camp, Gus said, "Listen, boys, whatever took you to the top of the mountain where you are here, you've got to do the same thing. If you do extra training here, if you do extra little bit of kicking." And I've got to say, that first camp I went into, I abandoned a lot of that because it was just so much fun. You've got a new group of mates. It's just everything is just slightly different. And you're right, Matty. Like, you have that first week, because we used to have 10-day camps, 2-week camps. And the first week, and this is going to sound terrible and sound very unprofessional, which it was, a lot of it was drinking. I remember on like the fourth day in a row, just thinking to myself, I can't believe this is what you do in State of Origin. It's like an end of year trip, right? But then as you start to get closer, Matty, and you go away for that last weekend and you return and you've probably only got 3 or 4 days to go, things really start to intensify. And you start to get your head on. Teams these days, Matty, I think about 1 or 2 days in, they start to get their head on. But, now the Monday after that Sunday, things really intensify.
So that's the countdown from day to day. What about the countdown from minute to minute? When we get to Wednesday night, both teams sitting in the dressing rooms, they're about to go out. How much impact can what Billy Slater is going to say just before they go out and what Brad Fittler's going to say just before they go out, how much impact is that going to have on you sitting there ready to run out?
Well, Matty, I'll take you back. Let's wake up. The morning you wake up on State of Origin, you wake up, you literally drag yourself down to breakfast. It's amazing. If you talk, and I think anyone who's played Origin or those big semi-final games, grand final, will agree with this, is you are just exhausted all day. And it's the brain shutting the body down, preserving energy. It literally, I would sleep. I'd go down, have breakfast, sleep like a log till midday or 1 o'clock, go down, drag myself down, have lunch, and then sleep till about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and then go, right, I wake up. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, you know, am I okay here? But then all of a sudden you get to the ground, you're energized. Matty, if you get to the ground and you're not quite ready to go mentally, it doesn't matter what the coach says. Mm. Okay, it just doesn't matter. So you just got to have your normal habits. I'd get to the ground. I'd put my boots on. I'd get my ankles taped early. I'd walk out there, I'd watch the game that was happening, the curtain raiser before, watch a little bit of that, just be sipping on the Gatorade, getting yourself ready, you know, and then you walk into the sheds, and the sheds are usually just dead quiet. And there's so many nerves and apprehension. Like, you're so irritable. Like I said, irritated, the fact, even something simple where a guy, you know, someone would walk in outside of the playing group and come up and want to have a chat. And you're going, mate, I'm trying, you know, you're trying to focus here. Or someone walks into the dressing room, they're eating a pie or a hot dog. Like, that would really tick the playing group off. You are literally just bunkering down. You're so focused, you don't want any distraction whatsoever.
We're going to analyse the 80 minutes in between. I've got some question marks for you from both sides. I want to know what's going to have the biggest impact throughout the match and those that need to step up and shut down. But we can do that over the course of the next 2 hours. So let me then fast forward to after the match. What happens after the match, Matty? The come down must be enormous, win or lose, because of the amount of energy and, as you've said, the mental energy that you've expended throughout the day. So what's the night after Origin or the night of Origin after the match like?
Well, Matty, if you win, you're energised. You're absolutely flying, and you have a look and you say, well, we're going to play, you know, in 2 days' time, we're playing, say, the Raiders, and you go, I can't wait. It's fantastic. You know, you're on this natural high, and you carry that natural high back to club football. If you get beat, it's so deflating. You know, it's just like you feel a sense of, you know, you've let everyone down. There's a sense of embarrassment. You don't sleep after the game. I mean, you don't sleep well anyway because you get so much adrenaline going through you. But, yeah, it's just so contrasting. I remember that first one we lost. We were just red-hot favourites. We lost 2-0. God, it was just, and it wasn't a defensive game, but it was, you know, the ball went from end to end, but yeah, 2-0 it ended up. And I remember just going, we had a function after it at the SCG and walking down there and just sitting there. And I was absolutely just deflated and thought to myself, God, if I never put the boots on again, it's like it wouldn't worry me. And of course, you know, a couple of days later, you bring yourself back. But it's honestly, Matty, without being too dramatic, it is a terrible feeling.
Incredible insights into Origin Week as the countdown gets underway. 0457 736 736. What are your question marks around Origin 1 from Queensland and the New South Wales perspective? Let me know this morning who you believe needs to step up and who do they need to shut down to have the biggest impact on this match. We'll also talk about the milestone man, Jared Croker, and the way that Canberra have dealt with that. That's become a bit of a hot topic this morning. Of course, great to see Corey Hadawira Naira go out on social media, so we'll get your thoughts on that, Matty. Some very disturbing scenes. And Kalyn Ponga bounces back after copping the rough treatment yesterday against the Seagulls as he's put his hand back up for State of Origin selection, depending on what happens in Game 1. Matty's Monday Conundrum, that's still in your hands, listeners. 0457 736 736. Or give us a buzz on this Monday morning. This is the Roundup on the SEN Network. We'll take a break and deep dive into Origin a little bit more after this.